When I say Game of Thrones, you might think of dragons, White Walkers, or a three-eyed raven. But what you probably don't think about are the war crimes the characters are committing. Ahead of the final season, the Australian Red Cross has released an analysis of the worst offending characters and found 103 violations of the laws of war in terms of international humanitarian law. It also looks at the impact that this could have on our society that watches it. The Wire's Heloise Vias spoke to Yvette Segenhagen, National Manager of the Australian Red Cross's International Humanitarian Law Program.
For the laws of war to be respected in times of conflict, they must be understood in times of peace. And being a movement and humanitarian network that was born on the battlefield over 150 years ago, we see that every day in conflicts around the world. So this preventative work that we do across the movement is really important. I think the other thing is that in Australia, there are a lot of Australians that have either fled conflict themselves or indeed are working in conflict zones. Our Australian Defence Forces, Australian Red Cross sends people into conflict zones, as do a number of humanitarian organisations. There's Australian doctors, nurses, you know, a whole range of people. So I think it's also about identifying that, yes, Australia might not have war on its soil, but there are lots of different ways in which Australians are having to engage with these really difficult circumstances around the world on a daily basis.
Game of Thrones is known for depicting scenes of violence and war crimes quite openly. What do you think are the wider implications for audiences that are exposed to war for the first time in this manner?
Yeah, that's a really good question. And, you know, I'm really not sure. I think it must depend from person to person. You know, for me, I actually, very personally, I struggled a bit with the violence in the show, but I know that lots of my friends love it. For me, looking at it through the lens of the laws of war actually made it a much more enjoyable experience for me because I was able to, you know, look at it a bit more clinically. But I think it just comes down to personal preference.
Just the character of Ramsay Bolton has been widely considered the most brutal offender as a war militant. How do you think his character plays in real life situations in terms of what's happened in the past, historical war leaders?
By looking at how these real laws apply to a fictitious situation, we're demonstrating how these things actually do play out in real life in conflicts all around the world. And to use a fictitious situation allows us to call people war criminals and call them out on their behaviour in ways that we can't do in real life. But I don't think it would be difficult for people to look at some of the things that happen on the show, for example, torture, sexual violence, slavery, and see how that is playing out in conflict all around the world.
So if battle scenes in Game of Thrones did comply with the laws of war, do you still think they would be as celebrated?
I think so, because there are a lot of battle scenes that do comply with the laws of war. You know, there weren't that many battle scenes where they're being played out that where we could identify, you know, clear violations of the laws of war. It was more in terms of how people treated prisoners or particular instances of weapons and that kind of thing. Because even if we look at dragon fire, for example, there are some places where dragons are used as a weapon of war that we would say comply with the laws of war, and there are others that don't. So I don't think it would necessarily change that. And at the end of the day as well, you know, we're not wanting to take the fun out of a TV show that people really love. All we're trying to do is, I guess, put a very nerdy love of the laws of war over this to help identify what it actually means in a real world situation.
Although Game of Thrones is a purely fictional show, you think there's a larger message sent out by the number of international human law violations that are carried out?
Yeah, I mean, what I think it demonstrates is it gives us fertile ground to show people what war crimes actually look like, because there are so many examples. There were over 103 different war crimes that we spotted in our analysis. So I think it allows us to talk about lots of different things with people that otherwise wouldn't necessarily connect the dots between what they're seeing on screen and what that actually might mean for places that they might read about in the news or see on TV.
Yvette Segenhagen, National Manager of the Australian Red Cross International Humanitarian Program, speaking to The Wire's Heloise Vias.